今天早上要用这个题目带应许的诫命来做我们互相勉励。
So today the topic for our mutual exhortation is the commandment that come with a promise.
上礼拜日是母亲节。
So last Sunday is Mother's Day.
希望每个母亲都有一个很愉快的母亲节。
So I wish every mother would enjoy a happy Mother's Day.
希望那时候那一天孩子带你们出去吃饭。
And we hope that on that day your children has brought you out for a meal.
而且孩子是最乖的时候。
And it is a time when the child is at their best behavior.
我们来看这个以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to verse 3.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第三节。
Sorry, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.Children,
你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
第二节第三节要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世上长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promiseThat it may be well with you, and you may long live long on the earth.
我相信有很多母亲还是父母希望每一天就像母亲节一样，孩子这么乖，
so、
孩子这么孝敬。
So I believe every parents would hope that every day is a Mother's Day because it is a day when the children have good behavior.
其实我们每一个人都有父母亲。
Every one of us has a parent.
因为我们来到世界上是我们父母亲把我们带进来的。
Because it is our parents who have brought us into this world.
那么，这个要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世上长寿，这是创世纪二十章的十二节第五条命令。出埃及记二十章十二节。
So,
这个神的第五条命令。
So in Exodus chapter 20 verse 12 tells us that it is a commandment of God for us to honor our father and mother because it is a commandment that come with a promise.
第六章的第一节说，你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 tells us that children we have as children we should obey our parents.
这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
这是如果父母亲告诉我们去丢垃圾，我们就去丢垃圾。
So if our parent were to tell us to throw the trash, and we shall throw the trash.
如果他就说他的命令没有违反圣经的任何实诫，那我们都要去遵守。
So if the wishes of our parent is not contradictory to the commandment of the Bible, we should follow suit.
那么在很多的国家里面都有这个关于孝敬父母亲这句话。
So in many countries there is a phrase on how we should honor our parents.
在英文呢是说要尊敬父母。
So in the English language it says that we have to honor our father and mother.
那么在中文呢是说不只是要尊敬，还要孝敬，就是要给他们这个养他们。
So in Chinese, the word is to honor and to respect your parents. So in other words, it means that you have to take care of them.
所以在不同的文化里面因为语言的问题，所以没办法把这个孝敬这个字呢讲得很清楚。
So in different culture and different language, it is very hard to explain the exact meaning in terms of honoring your parent or respect your parent.
那所以今天呢，就用几个人物来描写什么叫做孝敬父母。
So today we shall study a few biblical characters to understand what do we mean by honoring our parents.
我们来看这个路德记。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 在撒母记上前面。
So it's before 1 Samuel.
路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
14节到17节。
Verse 14 to verse 17.
14节到17节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 14 to 17.
14节。
For 14.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，厄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿二米。15节。
15.
拿二米说，看哪， 你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。十六节。路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往哪里去，你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。十七节。你在哪里死我也在哪里死，也葬在那里，除非死人使你和我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。在这里是记载着这个路德如何来孝敬他的婆婆拿俄米。
So here records how Ruth paid respect, respected her mother-in-law.
这个婆婆相当的体贴她的两个媳妇。
So this mother-in-law is able to empathize, her daughter-in-law.
她想要回到本国，可是她一无所有。
So she wanted to return to her homeland, but she has nothing.
她不想要连累她两个媳妇。
She doesn't want to be a burden to her daughter-in-laws.
所以叫两个媳妇呢就回去吧。
So she told her two daughter-in-law to return back to their homeland.
那么在这时候路德的嫂子就是厄尔巴就走了。
So one of the daughter-in-law of Opa has left.
可是路德决心要照顾拿俄米。
But Ruth has determined to take care of Naomi.
这个重担比前更重，因为他的嫂子不打算照顾拿俄米了。
So the burden is even rested on her shoulder is even more heavy because Opa has left.
那为了要照顾她的婆婆，这个路德要付出很大的代价。
So in order to take care of her mother-in-law, Ruth has to pay a huge price.
她要去一个从来没有去过的国家去，住在那边。
So she has to reside in a country where she has never been.
她要付出很多的体力，还有她的青春。
So she,
来照顾她的婆婆。
So she has to sacrifice her health as well as her as youth to take care of her mother-in-law.
路德把她其实下半生呢，可以说付出来照顾她的婆婆。
So we can say that Ruth has determined to sacrifice her life to take care of her mother-in-law.
今天呢，有一些年轻人真的。跟他讲话让我心里很痛苦。
So today it actually hurts me when I talk to some of the younger generation.
有些年轻人跟我说他没有爸爸妈妈。
So some youth told me that they do not have any parent.
因为他爸爸妈妈可能以前不小心打过他，还是说过不该说的话所以呢，从此以后一刀两断。
So some youth told me that they do not have a parent because they have severed their relationship with their parents because their parents has beaten them up when they were younger.
这第五条诫命不是第五条建议。
So it is a fifth commandment. It is not a fifth suggestion.
所谓诫命就是要去做，不是说我父母亲要完全好，要乖，要体贴，那我才孝敬。
So the fifth commandment is something that we have to follow. So we do not only follow this commandment when our parents treat us well.
我们现在如果还没有结婚的话。
So if you are still single.
我们可以看到过去我们做错很多事情。
We can see that we have done many wrong deeds in the past.
在我们现在我们也是做过很多错事。
Even up to today, we still do many wrong things.
我可以保证你以后结婚或以后有孩子也会做错事情。
And I can guarantee you that after you have got married and have kids, you will continue to make mistakes.
所以世上没有一个父母亲不做错事情的。
So there is no perfect parent in the world.
所以我们不能说这个父母亲以前做错什么事情，所以今天他不是我父母亲了。
So we cannot say that because my parent has done me wrong, so today I severe my time.
我们要孝敬他们，就是供养他们。
We have to honor our parent and to take care of our parent.
我记得差不多20年前我在大学后来去教一个学生。
So I remember about 20 years ago, I taught a student.
我要开车差不多一个小时去教他，教他一两个小时以后， 我再开车回到我的学校去。
So I remember that I have to drive for about an hour to reach to the student place and give him lectures for 2 hours, and I will drive another hour back to my home.
那我记得那时候这个学生的父母亲呢，付我一个小时10块钱。
I remember that the parent of this child paid me $10 an hour for my service.
其实也不是很多啦。
So it is not much.
那我记得有一次啊，这个父母亲不在，后来他父母亲把钱交给这个孩子来要付我的薪水。
So during one of the tuition classes, the parent was not there, so the parent has instructed the kid to pay me the wages that's due to me.
你知道他怎么付我钱的吗？
Do you know how the kids pay me the wages?
这个小孩子呢，拿着20块钱。
So this kid took the $20.
就这样子丢在地上。
And he threw it on the floor.
要我去捡。
He wanted me to pick it up.
我在想说，我又没有骗你钱，我还开车那么远来教你。
So I was thinking to myself, I did not deceive you, and it took me more than an hour to go to your place to teach you.
他付的是心不甘情不愿。
So the child is.When he very reluctantly paid me the $20.
从那时候开始，我不想教他了。
So henceforth, I do not want to teach him anymore.
他的爸爸妈妈打电话给我，还怎么样，要我去教他，不教。
So the parent called me up and asked me to teach him. I told them that I would not do it.
我在想说，我们对待父母亲啊，到老的时父亲老的时候，我们会不会这样对待他
？So I was thinking to myself when our parent became old.Would we treat them likewise?
跟爸爸妈妈讲说我没有钱呐、来奉养你呀、
Do we tell our parents that we do not have any money to take care of you?
可是呢，我们这个钱哦，就去度假。
But we have the capability to go for vacation.
买个大电视。
Or buy a big TV.
买个好车子。
Or buy a big car.
甚至买个大房子。
Or buy a big house.
可是对父母亲说我没有钱呐、奉养你呀、
But to our parents, we tell them that we do not have any money to take care of you.
父母亲不会啊，这个说孩子啊，我没有钱呐、请你帮助我，不会说的啦。这个这个说不出来的。
But as a parent, the parent would never tell the child that I do not have any money to take care of you.
可是我们有时候就是。开个眼睛闭个眼睛当成好像没一回事知道他们有困苦可是也不想去帮忙
So even though we know that our parent is in trouble but we try to ignore that problem
我们想想看以前我们父母亲怎么对待我们
We have to remember how our parent treated us
生病的时候感冒104度105度的时候
So while we are sick when we are having a temperature of 104-105
我相信没有父母亲说啊，好极了继续烧吧
I don't think there will be any parent and say will say to told the child that continue to let
今天是星期三，烧到礼拜天好了，那我再带你去看。那是我放假，我再带你去看医生。
So the parent will not say since you are running a fever, I'll let you continue the fever for 4 days.
其实啊，我们在烧到104度的时候啊，父母亲很担心啊，会不会烧成变成阿呆啊
？So we will not tell the child that you can continue to be fever until I have the time to bring you to a doctor. But most parents will be very worried because they're afraid that their children may become a vegetarian.
甚至有些父母亲呢，抱着孩子三更半夜啊，去急诊啊，你知道急诊很贵哎。
So even some parents may bring their children to emergency center because we know that going to emergency center is very expensive.
看一个急诊一个医生啊。看五分钟500块，一个姐妹跟我这样讲，就看五分钟，医生听写个药500块。
So if you were to go to the emergency center, it costs you $500 just for 5 minutes.
没有钱啊，父母亲没有钱，还是啊用信用卡付的。
So even though the parents do not have any money, they will use the credit card to pay off the debt.
还有吃饭的时候是先喂我们吃，我们吃完以后他才自己吃。
So children.Parents will actually feed their children first before they take off the meal.
所以他们是把我们摆第一啊。那我们现在是怎么样？把它放最后吗
？So our parents put us first in their priority as children. Do we put our parents last in our priority?
有些孩子会给父母亲钱。
some children may give their parents money.
我建议父母亲啊，你把它收下来。
So I would advise as parent you should keep the money.
很多父母亲说、啊、不要不要，我有钱啊，你自己多拿去用吧。
So the sometimes the parent will say, I have enough money, so you can save some money for yourself.
可是我建议啊，要拿下来。
So I would suggest to the parent to keep the money.
为什么
？Why？
第一 ，OK， 让你儿女有机会来孝敬。让他们可以得福，从神那边得福。
First is to allow the children to have the opportunity to honor you, and also to allow the children to receive blessing from the Lord.
你如果你不想花那些钱，你就把它拿下来存着，对不对？等过世的时候再还给他吧。
So if you do not want to make use of their money, you can receive it and put it in a bank, and when you pass away, you can return it back to them.
这是我岳母告诉我的。
So this is what my mother-in-law told me.
我给他钱，他绝对会收。
When I give her money, she will keep it.
所以啊，父母亲的啊，要教导儿女啊，从小开始，不是我在教导啊，大家要去教导孩子，要孝敬父母，要供养父母。
So we should teach our children that when their parents get old, they have to honor and respect their parents.
为的是要他们得福啊。
It is in order for the children to receive blessing.
不要为了怕他们受苦，没钱花。那他失去他们儿我们儿女失去了会更大的失去更大的福气。
So we should not worry for them not having enough money to live on and losing the blessing from God.
那么我们看第二个方法，这个路德怎么孝敬他的婆婆，也是他的妈妈。
So we shall see the second example how Ruth honor her mother-in-law, which is also a mother.
第二节，第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
摩押女子路德对拿俄米说。容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后收取麦穗。拿俄米说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”
So verse 2. So Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean heaps of grains after him in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter."
这两个人真的经过。很多的辛苦来到这犹大地。
So after much difficulty, they have came to this place.
那到了他们前旧家，我想想就是空空的，而且是很破旧的。
So when she has returned back to her homeland, I believe her house is actually run down.
而且房子空空的。
So they will have nothing in their house.
那么这时候为了生存当然这个路德要去。找工作还是就那时候去收取麦穗。
So in order to survive, Ruth has to go into the field to work or to glean from the grain.
那这时候他就对他的妈妈说，容我去外面收取麦穗。
So Ruth told her mother-in-law that allow me to go to the field to glean heaps of grain.
这个当然是理所当然，难道两个人会在那边等死吗
？So this is something that is a reasonable, is something reasonable. Would both of them sit in their house and wait to die?
当然这个路德要去工作。
Of course, Ruth has to take on a job.
可是他会跟他妈妈讲一声。
But she communicate with her mother-in-law.
这个是。我们如何来孝敬父母亲的方法
？So this is also how an also an opportunity for us to honor our parents.
当我们出去外面的时候，出去之前，要跟我们父母亲讲我们要去哪里。
So when we were to depart from the house, we will inform our parents where we are going.
我们有时候年轻人想说为什么
？So as a youth, we may ponder why do we have to do that?
我去学校，这是理所当然的，他也知道啊，为什么要跟他讲一声
？If I were to go to school, it is something that's reasonable for me, and even though my parents know,
我要出去工作，这是理所当然，他也知道啊，为什么跟他讲一声
？Even though I'm going out to work and my parents know that I'm going to work, why do I have to tell them?
是因为他们关心我们，他也想知道我们去哪里。
It is because our parent cares for us and want to know where we go.
我不知道这个还没有结婚的人有没有个宝贝
I do not know if those who are single has a treasure.
就是你每一天都是照顾他，你放很多的钱，你放很多的心思，你放很多时间在里面。
So, have you put a lot of time, money, and effort to this treasure that you own?
那 如果花这么多十几年的时间，那我相信啊，你不会随便把这东西放在外面就走了。
So if you have cherished this treasure so much, you will not put this treasure of yours outside.
那父母亲知道说外面啊有很多坏人了，做很多事情是有时候在小时候我们没有听过的。
So as parents, we know that there are a lot of bad people outside.
所以他们会常常挂念我们。
Which is why, as parents, they will continuously worry for us.
你跟他讲说不要担心，不要担心，这是不可能的事。
Even though as children, we tell our parents that they need not have to worry, but it is something impossible for the parent.
他花这么多时间，这么多金钱在你身上，你叫他不要担心。你试试看吧，等你做父母亲你就知道了。
So if a parent has put in so much effort, time and money on their children, it is impossible for them not to worry for their children.
有些孩子真的很不听话，让父母亲难过。
There are some children who are very disobedient and they cause much worry to their parents.
父母亲对他讲说，哦，晚上十一点钟要回到家里。
So the parent will tell the children that it is please be back at home by 11.
还是工作完以后呢，三点钟要回到家里。
Or please be back by home at
晚上三点钟。对，三点钟。有些人工作到两点。
Some parents will tell the children that please be back by home at 3 a.m. in the morning because some of them may work shift.
怎么时间到了还没到家
？But why is it that when the time comes, the children is not back yet?
父母就打电话给儿女了。
So the parents start calling their children.
那儿女都不接，也不回答。
And as children, they do not pick up the phone, and they did not reply.
你知道父母亲那时候怎么想吗
？So do you know how the parent thinks?
我的女儿是不是被绑架了
？So is my daughter being kidnapped?
父母亲会想那个最糟糕的情况啊。
As parent, they'll ponder what is the worst possible scenario that may happen.
你可能说觉得说慢个一个小时回家没问题。
So as children, we may think that I'm home an hour late, it is nothing.
可是那一个小时父母亲很难过啊。
But in that hour, the parent experience extreme anxiety.
男孩子不回家，是不是这个帮派啊什么的把他杀了
？So if the son is not back home, is it has he been in a gang fight?
所以。请体谅啊，不要让你父母亲担心。
So we have to empathize our parent, not to let our parent worry.
好，我们来看这个第三个方法，这个路德怎么孝敬父母亲。
Let's see the third methods how Ruth show her filial piety.
路德记第二章十九节到二十二节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 19 to 22.
路德记第二章十九节。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 19.
婆婆问他说：“你今日在哪里收取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那不恤你的得福。”路德就告诉婆婆说：“我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。”
Verse 19. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where have you gleaned today, and where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name."With whom I work today is Boaz.
二十节，拿二米对儿妇说：“愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人、死人。”拿二米又说：“那是我们本族的人，是一个至亲的亲属。”
Verse 20. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of the Lord who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead." And Naomi said to her.This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives.
21节，摩押女子路德说，她对我说，你要紧跟我的仆人收取麦穗，只等他们收完了我的庄稼。
Verse 21, Ruth the Moabite said, he also said to me, you shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.
22节，拿俄米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去。不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好啊。
Verse 22, and Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young woman, and that people do not meet you in any other field."
当这个路德工作回来到家以后
，So when Ruth came back after work.
那这个拿俄米就对路德说，哎，你今天去哪里啦？
So Naomi asked Ruth, where have you been?
这个路德呢就跟她的婆婆说话。
So Ruth talked to her mother-in-law.
那这个婆婆呢也给她一些很好的建议。
And the mother-in-law gave Ruth some good advice.
这个是路德孝敬拿俄米的方法。
So this is a method how Ruth show filial piety to her mother-in-law.
我们会说这是什么孝敬方法呢
？So we will ask what how is this is showing filial piety？
其实这个拿俄米呢，在家里很孤单呢、啊。
So Naomi is actually very lonely at home。
他们已经老了，眼睛也不太好，可能出去也没办法做事，一个人在家里。
So because Naomi is old, advanced in age, so she probably doesn't have any good eyesight, so she probably stay at home。
想想看哦。如果我们老了一整天在家里
So if you were to think about it when we became old and stayed home
很无聊
It is very lonely
忽然呢、啊、这个我们的所爱的我们的宝贝回到家里了
If when our loved ones came home
我们当然很乐意想要跟他讲话
Of course we want to talk to them
我们可以看到说是婆婆先主动跟他讲
We can see that it is the mother-in-law that take the initiative to talk to her
今天有些孩子这样做。
So there are some children who act in this manner.
儿女回到家里。
When the children came home.
父母亲问他说，哎，你今天工作怎么样啊
？So the parent will ask the children, how is your day today?
有些儿女真的很不客气对父母亲说啊，嘿，你没看到我这么累吗
？So some children may scold their may speak to their parent disrespectfully.
你有看到我这么累吗
？Did you not see that I'm very tired？
父母亲可能吓到了，不敢再说话了。
So as parents, they may be taken aback and did not want to speak anymore.
儿女也不想跟父母亲讲话。
And the children is not willing to speak to the parents.
可是到了房间以后
，But after
把门关起来
，After they have closed the door，
怎么奇怪？听到儿女跟她的男朋友、女朋友讲不停了，讲了好几个小时。
But the children may start talking to his or her girlfriend. For many hours.
不是说很累吗
？Didn't you say that you are very tired?
跟别人讲话不累啊，跟对父母亲讲很累啊。
Why is it that when you don't feel tired speaking to your friends, but you feel tired speaking to your parents?
请问这个叫孝敬吗
？Is this called filial piety?
有没有顾虑到父母亲的孤单呢
？Have we considered the loneliness of our parents?
父母亲的关心呢？我们泼他冷水。
And the parents showing their concern to us, we actually give them a cold shoulder.
还有，我们看这个路德记第三章。
And if you continue to read Ruth chapter 3.
这个是路德如何孝敬拿俄米第四个方法。
So this is the fourth method how Ruth showed filial piety to her mother.
在这里是路德告诉拿俄米告诉路德说啊，我要帮你找一个安身之处了，就是以后有一个男人照顾你了。
So Naomi here tells Ruth that she will find so she may seek a security for Ruth.
那他告诉这个路德说啊，今天晚上这个波阿斯会在场上他的场上睡觉。
So Naomi told Ruth that today Boaz will be sleeping in the threshing floor.
那么你记得他睡在哪里啊？到半夜的时候呢，对不对？你要跟他求婚。
So you have to see where he sleeps tonight, and when he is asleep tonight, you have to go there and to ask for him in marriage.
那这个求婚不是有时候我们自己仔细读，从第四节到这个第六节啊，他不是告诉这个婆婆不是告诉女儿说她的女儿说啊，媳妇说啊，先上车后补票啊，就是先跟他上床。有些人读的时候会觉得说，婆婆跟他讲说，先跟波阿斯发生关系，再后来再结婚，不是的。
So, and if you read chapter 3 verse 4 to 5, some may mistake that the mother-in-law was telling Ruth to have a sexual relationship with Boaz before she asked him for hand in marriage.
他说啊，你要看准他睡的地方。
She said that you have to pay attention where Boaz lie down.
后来呢？后来把他的棉被啊，盖脚的棉被，把它掀开，不是全身掀开啊，是 盖脚的棉被掀开。
In verse 4 it says that you shall go to him and uncover his feet.
Not entire body.
Not his entire body.
那为什么把脚的背掀开呢？
So what does it mean by uncovering the feet?
大家有经验过的话，如果你睡觉脚伸出去，晚上半夜会醒过来，会冷冷的，你就醒过来。
If you experience it at night, if you were to uncover your feet, you will wake up in the middle of the night.
那掀开来就是当这个波阿斯半夜醒过来的时候，这个路德就可以趁着没人在的时候呢，没人在看的时候，跟他求婚了。
So, at night when Boaz awake from his sleep, Ruth then can propose to him and propose to him without letting anybody know.
Boaz 没办法向路德求婚，因为他不是最近的亲属。
Boaz is not able to propose to Ruth because he is not the closest relative.
可是如果路德去向波阿斯求婚，那波阿斯会做一些事情来处理这件事。
But if Ruth were to propose to Boaz, Boaz is able to take some matters in his hand.
那我们想想看，这个是对一个 女人来讲相当困难，去向一个男人求婚。
So this is something very difficult for a woman to propose to a man.
如果这个婆婆所说的去做了，而且被人拒绝，那这人是很难堪的。
If the mother-in-law, if she followed the advice of her mother-in-law and she was rejected by Boaz, it is something that is very shameful.
可是我们看第六节。
If you read verse 6,
第六节说，路德就下到场上，照她婆婆所吩咐的，她的儿行。
Verse 6, so she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her.
那第五节说，路德说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
Verse 5, Ruth told Naomi that all that you say to me, I will do.
所以我们可以看到说，路德去遵守她婆婆所说的话。
So Ruth followed the instruction of her mother-in-law.
今天我们父母亲叫我们做很多事情，没有比这个困难的。
So today, when our parents ask us to do things, it is not as difficult or complicated as this.
路德都做了。
So Ruth followed the instruction of her mother-in-law.
我们也应该去做。
We should follow the instruction of our parents.
只要不要违背十诫，神的命令就可以了。
As long as the instruction from our parents is not against the commandment of God.
他们说很多事情都是为我们好的。
A lot, the things that our parents instructed us are for our own good.
如果不违背神的旨意，我们要去做。
If it is not against the commandment of God, we should follow.
那神会祝福我们。
God will bless us.
就像神祝福路德一样，让他找到一个好的同伴。
Just like the Lord bless Ruth so that she has a good spouse.
好，这是第一个人物。
So this is the first character.
我们看第二个人物。
We shall read the second character.
我们看这个创世纪。
Let's read Genesis
44章。
Chapter 44.
我们请翻创世纪44章。
Genesis chapter 44.
十八节
，verse 18。
创世纪四十四章十八节
，Genesis chapter 44 verse 18。
到三十四，到三十四节
，verse 18 to verse 34。
呀，创世纪四十四章十八节
，Genesis chapter 44 verse 18 to 34。Verse 18. Then Judah come near to him and say, O Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing, and do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh.
19节.
Verse 19. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have you a father or a brother? Verse 20.
20节.
And we said to my Lord, We have a father and an old man, and a child of his old age, who is young, his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children.And his father loves him.
That's easy.
Verse 21. Then you say to your servant, Bring him down to me, and that I may set eyes on him. Verse 22.
That's 22.
And we say to my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.
That's 23.
Verse 33. But you say to your servant, Unless your youngest brother comes out with you, you shall see my face no more.
That's 24.
Verse 24. So it was when we went up to your servant, my father,That we told him the words of my Lord, verse 25.
25节.
And our father said, Go back and buy us a little food, verse 26.
26节.
But we say, We cannot go down if our youngest brother is with us. then we will go down. For we may not see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us.
27节.
Verse 27. Then your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons. Verse 28.
28节.
And the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn into pieces, and I have not seen him since. Verse 29. But if you take this one also from me, and calamities befalls him, you shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave.
30节.
Verse 30. Now therefore, when I come to your servant my father, and the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad's life. Verse 31.
31节.
It will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die. So your servant will bring down the grey hair of your servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave.
32节.
32. For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father forever.
33节.
Verse 33. Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as given as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brother.
34节.
Verse 34. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest perhaps I see the evil that would come upon my father.
这个记载, 圣经记载 有个人叫约瑟, 他被他的哥哥出卖, 可是到埃及地, 他成为宰相。
Here we know that there's a story about Joseph who has been betrayed by his brothers, and when he was sold to the land of Egypt, he became a prime minister.
在那时候有很大的饥荒, 他们听到说埃及地啊, 有这个, 有食物。
So there is a period of time when the brothers experience famine, and they heard that there are food in the land of Egypt.
在第一次去的时候, 这个 约瑟呢, 探听他们的情况。
So when the brothers went to Egypt for the first time, Joseph tested them.
可是他的哥哥不知道约瑟还活着。
But the brothers do not know that Joseph is still alive.
在第二次哥哥要去拿书的时候, 他要他的哥哥们啊, 把这个弟弟, 最小弟弟啊, 同父异母的, 这个, 弟弟啊, 带过来。
So on the second trip down to Egypt, Joseph wanted his brother to bring along the brother that is
同父，对，同父，同个爸爸，其他的弟兄啊。
So he wanted the brothers who are born by other mothers to bring along a brother that is born by the same mother.
那约瑟呢，用一些方法要 强留这个便雅米他的弟弟啊跟他在一起。
So Joseph wanted to use a certain method to force Benjamin to stay with him.
哥哥那时候发觉到说很难过，很知道说弟弟要留在埃及地。
So as a older brother, Judah feel very sorrowful that Benjamin being the younger brother has to stay in the land.
那这个我们刚刚所读的就是犹大跟他这个约瑟所说的话。
So in just now when we read from verse 19 to verse 34, it is a conversation between Judah and Joseph.
从这里我们可以看到犹大的孝心。
So here we can see the filial piety of Judah.
在二十几年前呢, 他把他的弟弟约瑟给卖了。
So more than 20 years ago, Judah has sold his brother.
他每一天看到他父亲没有一天快乐过。
So every day when he look upon the face of his father, he cannot see any joy in him.
在那时候，我相信他把他弟弟卖掉以后，这些哥哥把弟弟卖掉以后，因为觉得很高兴了，终于啊，这个父亲可以爱我们了，不会最爱约瑟了。
So the rest of the brother were thinking that finally, after we have sold Joseph, our father will love us more.
当然我相信约。 这个哥哥们很气他爸爸，因为爸爸偏心。
Of course, the rest of the brother were angry with their father because their father showed favoritism.
那么可是看到爸爸这样难过二十几年。
But after he has witnessed how his father was sorrowful for this past 20 years,
自己知道说自己也做错了。
He knows that they have done something wrong.
那么他犹大跟他父亲担保啊，你这个便雅悯跟着我去拿食物。那如果 有什么问题的话，我负责。
So Judah stood up to be a guarantor for Benjamin and tell his father that if anything were to happen to Benjamin, he would take it upon himself.
所以他看到便雅悯要被留下来的时候，他就走出来，来告诉约瑟，他要愿意代替他弟弟来做他的奴隶，
so、
做约瑟奴隶。
So when Joseph want to force Benjamin to stay, Judah step up and told Joseph that he is going to take the place of Benjamin and he is willing to be a slave for Joseph for the rest of his life.
在那时候，我们可以看到犹大已经改变了。
So we have seen how Judah has changed.
他不再嫉妒便雅悯。
He no longer jealous of Benjamin.
虽然爸爸还是偏心，爱便雅悯胜过其他的哥哥们。
Even though his father still showed favoritism towards Benjamin and his love is more than the rest of the brethren.
这个哥哥们也可以包容父亲的软弱。
But the brother is able to accept the weakness of his father.
而且还愿意为他的敌人啊，这个便雅悯啊。牺牲。
And he's also willing to sacrifice for Benjamin.
约瑟看见这一切。
So Joseph witnessed the whole situation.
他很感动。
He is deeply moved.
他哭了。
He wept.
他看到他哥哥真的改变了。
He saw how his brother has changed.
哥哥们也很孝敬他的父亲。
And his brother also showed filiality towards his father.
他就告诉他哥哥说啊，我就是约瑟。
So he told his brother that he is Joseph.
那从这故事当中，我们学习到犹大怎么孝敬他的父亲。
So from this story, we have learned how Judah showed his filiality towards his father.
就是啊，不要让父亲难过，要父亲高兴。
So he is not willing to let his father to be sorrowful, but to allow his father to be joyful.
我记得每次母亲节的时候。
I remember that every time during the Mother's Day,
有多很多孩子啊，都买礼物给爸爸妈妈，给妈妈。哦，妈妈，母亲节快乐。
So many children will buy gifts for their mother and say Happy Mother's Day.
请妈妈吃一顿饭。
And they will treat their parent, their mother a good meal.
吃完饭以后呢，孩子就开始吵架。
After the meal, the children will start to quarrel.
这个很多父母亲都看过孩子啊，小时候吵得不停啊，耳朵不得安宁呢。
So we know that many parents experience witness a lot of quarrel among the siblings.
不是笑声就是哀哭的声。
There's either the cries of sorrows or the joys of laughter.
常常吵。
And they are always quarrel.
有时候我去 Denver 啊，因为我是注目传道啊，做信徒家。碰到孩子住他家哦，这耳朵啊不得安息啊。
So sometime when I was pastoring in the churches in Colorado, I will stay in a brother's house and I'm not able to have peace because the children continues to quarrel.
这个安息，耳朵安息很好啊。
So I realized that to have a peace in my ear is very good.
长大以后呢，可能为了财产呢在吵架。
So when these children grow up, they may quarrel over inheritance.
反正就是很多事情吵架，吵得父母亲也不得安宁呢。
So they may quarrel different things till the parent is not able to have peace in their heart.
那犹大呢，就是让爸爸妈妈也让他的弟弟啊，就这样子牺牲他自己。
But here Judah is willing to sacrifice himself for his father and
for
his brothers.
爸爸知道以后，特别在死之前呢，祝福这个犹大。
So after Joseph learned of this matter before he passed,
雅各还没死之前，知道这件事情就祝福犹大。
So before Jacob passed away, he learned of this matter and he gave special blessing to Judah.
这个祝福呢是记载在创世纪49章第八节到第十节。
So this blessing is recorded in Genesis chapter 49 from verse 8 to verse 10.
虽然这个犹大没在世上没得到什么祝福。
Although in this world Judah is not blessed.
可是最重要是他以后的儿女啊得到祝福。
But his descendant were blessed by Jacob.
那得到什么祝福呢？几个，第一个，他以后的支派啊，从他的支派当中呢，会产生这个君王还有救主出来。
So he was blessed that in his tribe. A king lineage as and a The king lineage will stem from his tribe, and the savior will come from his tribe.
而且也应许他说，他的以后的支派呢，他那一个支派啊，会变得很强大。
And it is also a promise that the tribe of Judah will be very strong.
啊，这是一个很大的两个很大的祝福。
So this is a very great promise.
啊，所以啊，我们都相信神都在看。
We believe that God looks at us.
啊，所以我们如果这样做，神也会祝福我们。
If we continue in this manner, God will bless us.
那要使我们父母亲高兴，有很多的方法。
There are many methods to let our parents to have joy.
啊，首先就是尊敬他们。
First is to honor them.
啊，父母亲都很喜欢被尊敬。
And as parents, they would like to be honored.
啊，现在有很多孩子啊，跟父母亲说话都是大声大骂大叫。
So nowadays there are many children who actually yell at their parents.
啊，真的很不孝敬。
So this is not an honor. It is disrespectful to their parents.
啊，有个故事这样说了。
So there's a story.
啊，有个父亲和一个儿子，儿子差不多30岁啊。他们两个坐在他们家后院的凳子上。
So there is a father with his 30-year-old son sitting at the backyard.
这孩子呢在读报纸。
And the son is reading the newspaper.
那爸爸呢很无聊在看风景。
So the father is very lonely and he is actually looking out at his backyard.
那忽然之间爸爸对孩子说，哎，那是什么？
So suddenly the father asked the son, what is that?
那把这个孩子呢就把报纸放下来看一下。
So
跟爸爸讲说，那是麻雀。
So the son put down the newspaper and tell the father that what you have seen is a sparrow.
后来过了差不多几分钟以后，
After a few minutes,
爸爸说，那是什么？
The father asked the son again, what is that?
孩子放下报纸看一下就很生气了。
So the son put out the newspaper and very angrily he told his father,
麻雀
sparrow,
继续看报纸。
And he continued reading his newspaper.
又过几分钟以后，
a few minutes later,
爸爸说那是什么？
The father asked the son, what is that?
这孩子把报纸放下来看一下。
The son put out the newspaper and take a look.
这时候孩子气得跳起来。
So the son actually become very angry.
爸爸你是怎么搞的啊？
So the son told the father, what is wrong with you?
你是不是耳聋啊？
Are you deaf?
我跟你讲过啊。
I have told you before.
麻雀啊。
Sparrow.
麻麻雀雀啊。
It is sparrow.
你是国语听不懂是不是啊？
Do you not understand what I have told you?
你是不是有老人痴呆症啊？
Are you having Alzheimer's disease?
哦，这样骂下去。
So he continued to give the father a scolding.
后来爸爸也起来了。
So the father stood up,
就走掉了。
And he walked away.
孩子要跟着去啊。
And the son chased after him.
爸爸转过来这样子，一个停住。
The father turned back and stopped him.
走到房间走到房子去。
He went into his room.
那孩子就站在那边发呆。
So the son stood still and waited.
过了差不多几分钟以后，
After a few minutes,
爸爸带一个小册子 notebook.
So the father brought a notebook.
走到孩子那边，给他孩子这个小册子，是不是？你读了。
So the father take the notebook and bring it to the son and ask the son to read it.
孩子就开始读了。
So the son read the notebook.
他说，这小册子开始说，他就读说，今天我孩子。三岁。
So the notebook it says that today my son is 3 years old.
我带我孩子去公园。
I brought my son to the garden.
啊，这是天气美好。
It is a beautiful day.
我孩子看到一只麻雀。
My son saw a sparrow.
他问我说那是什么？
He asked me what is that.
我跟他讲说那是麻雀。
I told him that it is a sparrow.
后来我孩子问我23次。
So my son asked me 23 times.
他要翻了一页。
He turned a page.
我每一次回答都是麻雀。
Every time I reply him, sparrow.
每次回答他的时候还抱着他。
Every time I carry him and reply him that it is sparrow.
因为他极其可爱。
Because he's cute.
这孩子读完以后，
After the son has finished reading the notebook,
他觉得很惭愧。
He feels ashamed.
小时候 他问他爸爸23次，那是什么？
So when he was younger, he asked his father, "What is that for 23 times?"
他现在爸爸问他三次，他就忍受不了了。
Now his father asked him 3 times, he cannot take it anymore.
哎，你知道吗？小时候啊，我们很会吵闹哎。
So when we are younger, we cry a lot.
小时候没东西吃，没奶吃就哭。
So when we do not have any milk, we cry.
父母亲三更半夜要起来。
So as parents, they have to wake up in the midnight.
真是很烦人啊！你试试看吧。
So this is something that is very bothersome. You can try it yourself.
不得安宁。
Because they do not have peace in their heart.
啊，那有时候不是肚子饿，不知道什么东西，不是你不舒服。
Sometimes the children may experience discomfort.
有时候是发牢骚。
Sometimes they will just nag.
啊，有时候是尿布湿了，脏了。
Sometimes they may wet their mattress.
种种原因就在哭啊。
So the children will cry for different reasons.
那父母亲很多父母亲会唠叨啊。
So the as parents they may nag a lot.
我们就想成是回报的时候吧。
So we may think that it is time for us to pay them pay an eye for an eye.
回报他们
to repay what they have done to us.
这个父母亲爱我们，他才会唠叨啊。
It is because the parent loves for us, they will nag at us.
如果不爱我们，管他去死啊。
So if the parent do not love us, they will not care less what will become of us.
我知道唠叨很烦啊。
As I know, if we were being nagged at, it is something that is very burdensome.
啊，可是想想看啊，你就想每次他唠叨的时候，你就想说以前呢，我更唠叨啊。
So if we were to think that if our parent were to nag at us, we will have to ponder that we used to be even worse.Than doing things to them.
没有人说三更半夜会把人叫醒过来的啦。
We will be at peace in our heart because there's nobody who asks the other party to wake up in the middle of the night.
如何爱他们，让他们高兴
？So how do we allow our parents to be happy?
可以抱他们。
We can hug them.
有些父母亲比较保守，不愿意儿女抱啊。
There are some parent who is a bit more reserved and they are not willing to allow their children to hug them.
我记得我回去台湾的时候，我看那个台湾父母亲可能不习惯了。
So when I returned back to Taiwan, I saw that the parents in Taiwan they are not comfortable having being hugged by their children.
你可以走路带他们走路的时候牵他们的手。
Or when they are walking, we can hold their hands.
可以跟他们讲说说些感激的话，感恩的话，以前怎么照顾我。
So we can tell our parents how grateful that we are, that how grateful that for them to bring us up.
如果我们成为一个有耶稣基督的形象的人的话。
If we want to be a person who had the image of Christ.
这会让我们父母亲很高兴，得到安慰。
This is something that will allow to.A great consolation to our parents.
因为父母亲知道说有神与你同在，有神的话语与我们同在，那我们会平安无事。
Because the parent will know that if we have the heart, if we have the words of God in us, we will have peace.
那有时候也要带他们去吃个饭，跟他们聊聊天。
Sometimes we can bring them up for a meal, or we can chat with them.
记得要为他们祷告。
And we have to intercede for our parents.
如果还没有信主，我们应该把福音传给他们。
If our parent are not believers, we should preach the gospel to them.
也帮他们祷告，求主让他们可以拣选他们来信主。
We can also intercede for them to ask God to choose them.
这个坐车的时候可以帮忙开门。那到餐馆可以帮他们开门，还有放椅子。
So when we go to go into a car, we can open the door for them. Or when they are about to sit down, we can put the chair for them.
那常常我们对他们尊敬，他们心中就得安慰了。
So if we constantly show respect to them, they will have peace and comfort.
所以我们今天就用这个两个人物路德还有这个犹大来做我们的互相勉励，什么叫做孝敬父母。
So today we shall use these two biblical characters to understand what it means by showing filial piety to our parents.
那 有人会这样问啊。
There may be some who ask.
这个带着应许诫命啊，如果孝敬父母会长寿。
So this commandment that comes with a blessing that if we were to honor our parent, we may have long life.
那可是主耶稣孝敬父母啊，他可是他死得很早啊。
But the Lord Jesus Christ, he honored his parents, but he died at a young age.
真的吗？真的这个神的应许会给我们长寿吗？
So is it true that if we were to keep this commandment, God will give us long life?
啊，想跟大家讲，这个长寿不只是在地上长寿啊，最重要是在以后的永生啊，活永远不死啊。
So this blessing doesn't mean only mean in the physically, it also means spiritually that in the future we have eternal life.
我想问大家一个问题啊。
I would like to ask everyone a question.
如果我们在地上不知道怎么去孝敬我们所看得见的父母，我们怎么去孝敬那看不见的天父呢？
So in this world, we are not able to respect the parent that we can see. How can we respect the God whom we cannot see?
我们对我们看得见的父母都不知道感恩，我们怎么去对那看不见的神感恩呢？
So if we are not able to show our thanksgiving to our parents whom we can see, how can we show thanksgiving to the heavenly Father that we cannot see?
所以神要我们从这个肉体上啊开始做起。
So God wants us to practice filial piety physically.
所以当我们真的会去爱天上的父，孝敬天上的父。
So when we know how to show respect to our heavenly Father,
那我们才会得到永生啊。
Then we shall receive eternal life.
啊，愿神祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord bless every one of us.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
We shall now sing hymn.